Hey, you want that to go?
Yes, good morning. And for your pre-Thanksgiving takeout, we've got Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen here. We've got Todd Zwillick down in Washington. We've got Karina Longworth here to talk about movies in just a minute. But first, let's begin with Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, John. Good morning.
So the president announced officially that next week we will get this strategy laid out in Afghanistan. But the White House, in coming up to this moment, has been signaling through Robert Gibbs and others that they're concerned about the sort of costs of this war in Afghanistan. And it seems like they're being sensitive to some on Capitol Hill who've been very loud on this subject. What are lawmakers going to say in anticipation of this new strategy in Afghanistan?
Well, House Appropriations Chairman David Obie, who controls the purse strings in the House, ultimately extremely powerful, has already said that continuing to fund two wars would prevent the U.S. from really ever regaining its economic footing. He's extremely concerned about the cost. Frankly, Obie's concerned about just continuing the wars and that Americans are not connected to the war effort in any way, except Americans anyway who don't have sons or daughters in the military. So it's one thing for David Obie to say it, but yesterday the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, acknowledged on a conference call with some economists that many of her Democrats are becoming increasingly uncomfortable as well with the prospect of funding these wars, John, and that they're facing voter anger back home. So the discomfort, you know, has also started to spread to the Senate. There's been some remarks made by senators. So when Barack Obama unveils the strategy next Tuesday, he's going to have a lot of concern on Capitol Hill that he's going to have to deal with, not just in the American public.
Talking to the American people and to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. A pardon for Thanksgiving at the White House on the agenda today?
The national annual turkey pardoning is today, John. This is Barack Obama's first turkey pardoning. Of course, everything that Barack Obama does these days is his first, right? You know, his first. First state dinner, first trip to Asia,
first
turkey pardoning.
Quickly.
So I did take the liberty of checking into some of the lobbying efforts of the turkey industry. This is Washington, after all, and I thought it'd be good to look at how much money campaigns and candidates are gobbling up from the turkey industry. So look at the National Turkey Federation. They spent $132,000 on campaign contributions in 2008. Butterball, the Political Action Committee, spent $35,000 in Tyson Foods, $200,000
wow.
on elections.
A wet blanket for Thanksgiving from our very own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.
What a buzzkill.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins
us. Let's do sports. I'm sorry. I'm just contemplating the Butterball lobby. Right. I guess they must really pack them in. Anyway, on to sports now. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, good to see you.
Good morning.
Tough times in South Bend right now. Charlie Weiss took the reins of Notre Dame football in 2004. He promised hope and change. And
you are what you are, folks. And right now you're a 6-5 football team. And guess what? That's just not good enough. It's not good enough for you, and it's certainly not going to be good enough for me. So if you think they hired me here to go 500, you got the wrong guy.
And maybe they do have the wrong guy, Ibrahim. Apparently
like
so.
They do. This is the main story in a college football team that's been otherwise lackluster. We know the top three teams. We know who's going to be vying for the bowl championship series. So all the direction has been focused on Charlie Weiss. The glare of the media is on his 35-26 record that he's had since he's been the head coach. The other person that was vying for that position that they wanted, their number one choice then, was a guy named Urban Meyer. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Urban Meyer, but he's now the coach of Florida. And then since that time, when he decided to take the job at Florida, he's won two national championships and two SEC titles. He's also 94-17 in that time period as well. So everyone, he's a devout Catholic, and everyone has said that he has said himself that the Notre Dame job would be his dream job.
So there you have it. This is preordained.
Well, in a sense, except that now he's actually not interested because he said he wants to stay at Florida as long as they'll have him because he's created a dynasty in Florida. Now, the other person that's interesting.
There's so many people go from Florida to South Bend in the winter, you know.
Exactly. And that's another. He's the third highest paid coach in college football as well. So behind.
Notre Dame could top that. Don't you think they would?
Notre Dame could if they really wanted him to. Yeah. The other one is Brian Kelly, who's now the coach at Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He's 32-6 while he's at Cincinnati. He's led Cincinnati to a top ranking in the Big East, and he actually has been mum. He said he's like he would be interested in talking about it. People in Cincinnati are scared about him leaving because he's created an amazing program. So that's where it stands right now. The story is Charlie Weiss is definitely going to get the hook. We'll see what happens against Samford this weekend, but we expect after the end of the game, he's going to lose his job.
The Weiss vigil continues. Karina Longworth in the studio, Takeaway movie contributor and freelance film critic. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
So, movies, big ritual for Thanksgiving weekend, and let's start right off with The Road. It's a small movie, but it could have a big impact. Here's a trailer.
That boy looks hungry. Why don't y'all come on the truck?
You look at him again, I'll shoot you in the head.
I don't think you killed a man in your life.
So what do you make of The Road? It's in not wide release, but people will get a chance to see it this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be opening wider in the coming weeks. The Road is one of my favorite films of the year.
Really?
It's an adaptation of the Cormac McCarthy novel.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, Charlize Theron in a small role. And it's just, it's
this
really...
This kid is amazing.
Yeah, too. Yeah. It's just a really devastating, gorgeously shot film about how you maintain your humanity when you've lost everything else.
And it's based on the Cormac McCarthy book, which mm-hmm. is about sort of the end of the world and what it's like after the end of the world. And if that is not something that you want to get involved in for Thanksgiving, although I have seen the movie and I say it's uplifting. I absolutely think that it's uplifting. It's great entertainment. You can go see Fantastic Mr. Fox, George Clooney, and that. What did you make of that?
That's another one of my favorite films of the year, and that is in wide release this weekend.
So this is a really good weekend for films.
Absolutely.
Robin Williams and John Travolta in a movie called Old Dogs. I've seen the billboards, haven't seen the movie.
Not so good.
Really, what's the problem?
Universally reviled. You know, it's kind of a gross-out comedy about these two middle-aged guys who have to suddenly take care of children, but it's rated PG, so it can't really get that gross.
And Disney has an animated film coming out over the weekend, which should do well. They always do. Princess and the Frog. What do you think?
It's the first 2D animation film that Disney has put out in 5 years, so it's kind of a return to the old school. Oprah Winfrey is one of the voices, so that always helps. Generally, yeah. It's been well-received.
And but your recommendations are...
The Road and Fantastic Mr. Fox.
The Road and Fantastic Mr. Fox. Karina Longworth, Takeaway movie contributor and freelance film critic. Those are your takeouts.